News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, there is a sheer sense of lawlessness in the North Inner City that, as a local representative and a member of this community, I cannot accept. They are the words of Social Democrat councillor for the area, Daniel Ennis. Daniel, you took to social media to post about your feelings. What prompted that posting?
Well, how are you, Shane? Morning.
Morning.
It's basically, I've had constituents onto me consistently, as well as myself and my family and friends, seeing it with their own eyes, living in the community, for the last, or the best part of 8 or 9 months, about their concerns and their safety concerns. The open drug dealing taking over the best part of the streets around our community, as well as our main thoroughfares. This is not on side streets, Shane. This is on O'Connell Street, it's on Talbot Street, right through the length and breadth of the North Inner City.
You also spoke about something I have to admit I have noticed a bit of late. You described it as the scrambler scourge. You talked about an incident on the ground in Summerhill last weekend where for about 20 minutes kids on scramblers were roaring up and down, I think was it Sean McDermott Street?
It was Sean McDermott,
which is quite close to O'Connell Street, we should say.
Yeah, it's a stone's throw, and it's a stone's throw from a local police station. It's a stone's throw, well, it was ripping by a local swimming pool that there's a lot of kids back open, have pretty frequenting. There's a local school there, albeit it was a Saturday. These scramblers are ripping around our area 8 days a week almost, and again, no guard or response. And I was standing at Lord's Chapel there on Sean McDermott Street at the coffee shop for 20 minutes, so he walked across to the Monto Festival in Liberty Park, and then back across, and the same scramblers were flying up and down right around the area for the best part of half an hour.
I've noticed them, a few in my area as well, basically doing wheelies going up the street. It's not enough just to ride your scrambler, you have to go on one wheel basically, which obviously is incredibly dangerous for them, but it's also incredibly dangerous for anyone who happens to be crossing the road at that time.
Well, Shane, you look at that, right? We've seen them on O'Connell Street. We've seen them on Parnell Street, the city's main thoroughfares. If this was any other capital city in the world, you know, it wouldn't be happening first and foremost, but if it was, the response would be immediate. Could you imagine a scrambler flying down the Ramblas in Barcelona? You know, you wouldn't see it.
I was on Westmoreland Street very late on Saturday night. I did see a Garda presence there. I did see a squad car with four fairly beefy looking guards in the car. The Gardaí would say there is a greater street presence. Is that not your experience?
It is in O'Connell Street from time to time, but I can tell you the best part of the North in our city, and this is constituents as well as myself living in the area, have not seen that. Again, we've been working and conversing with community guards, but their hands are tied. We've called on a meeting with senior Gardaí. I called on it at a central area committee meeting in July. It was signed off by and unanimously voted on by the rest of the councillors, and we've yet to get a response. Like, I explicitly mentioned in that meeting our safety concerns around the area, as well as the Royal Canal Walkway. And look, since then, there's been 2 attacks on women, and we've still no response or policing plan for that part of the city, as well as any other part of the city, Shane, you know?
So, as far as you're concerned, I mean, we know what the problem is. What is the solution? Is it all about policing?
Well, again, long term, we can't police our way out of this. You know, I'm a good boy product of a youth diversion programme, as well as so many of my friends are. But in the here and now, people have to feel safe, and they don't feel safe. In some parts of the city, people feel like they're living in a state of emergency. They can't come out of their house at certain times. One resident was telling me that she locked herself in a room for the best part of 6 hours because there was open drug dealing outside her house. This is someone that has moved into our community, bought a house, and wants to move out and sell the house as fast. You know, that's not the North Inner City, and it shouldn't be. You know, it feels like we're being neglected by the guards, by the government, and it's like, right, leave it there. But this is the community that people live in. You know, it's not just the city centre. It's not where people come for work and come to shop and then fly back out here. It's a community living here, and we feel like we're neglected.
Okay, all right. Listen, thanks indeed for talking to us. Social Democrats councillor for the North Inner City, Daniel Ennis. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your take on that. A really interesting text here from a listener, Ciara, in relation to that walking down the North Circular Road this morning.
Yep. A random thought for this morning, says this texter. Walking down the North Circular near Croke Park, streets look clean. Already see a road sweeper and bins out ready for collection. Bin lorry has just arrived. Usually this stretch is an absolute dump. Amazing how a concert can magically clean our streets. Is that like when the visitors come around, you tidy the house?
A little bit. It sounds like it. Keep your texts coming through. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.